It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back for the second half of our Raven basketball doubleheader this afternoon. Benedict being hosted today by William Penn. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering, back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couts with you here, Gus Couts as well, and second game here this afternoon. We're going to have Benedictine up against let's call him a very worthy opponent. Is that fair to say, William Penn? Number two team in the nation. Penn comes in this afternoon at 18-1 on the season. They are 9-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. They are 8-0 at home. And in the course of their last six games, they will score numbers like 129, 89, 87, 111. You got William Penn, who likes to score. Matter of fact, William Penn likes to score points more than anyone else. They average 92.3 a game. Oh, yeah, that would be the number one team. They average hitting over 35 shots. That's the most of anybody. They put up over 72 shots a game. Yeah, that's more than anybody else puts up. And as a field goal percentage team, 49-plus percent shooting. So let's be very, very real about this. William Penn likes their offense. And for Benedictine, Coach Moody, he likes his defense. And they have been very, very good for the course of the season. Certainly, I suspect that for Benedictine and for the success of the Ravens this afternoon, it's going to be a matter of not letting Penn get into the 80s. Benedictine needs to check them a little bit. They need to back them up just a little bit, slow them down, and the Ravens are certainly capable of doing that. I mean, Benedictine can score. They do score. They, you know, in their last few games, they're 87, 80, 75 here, you know, a couple nights ago on Thursday night. But Benedictine only giving up mid-60s. Like, they are allowing 68.1 per game, and that is the very best defense in a conference. So it is that, you know, that unstoppable force against the immovable object should provide for some great basketball fun here this afternoon. Also for Benedictine, there is the downside. I mean, there's good news, bad news deal. The downside is they will not have Jaden Bristol playing. Jaden twisting his ankle late in the game on Thursday, and he is here today with that foot. You know, he's walking on crutches, just keeping some weight off that ankle, allowing that thing to mend a little bit. So Bristol, for a very rare time in the last 5 years, is not in the Benedictine lineup. That said, let's bring the starters to you. First of all, for William Penn. Penn, under 21st season head coach John Henry, is going to be starting. Kamari Newman, he is a 6'4" senior out of Detroit, Michigan, coming from Oakland College. They'll have Kevion Blaylock, a 6'7" senior from Houston, Texas. He's out of Queens. From Grambling State, a hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, 6'8" junior, Rayhan Cobb. You've got Chance Caruso, a 6'1" sophomore from Vashon High School in St. Louis, Missouri. And rounding it out, from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, the 5'10" senior, Q. T. cager. So there's your starter score, William Penn. For Benedictine this afternoon, the Ravens are going to have Nysir Scott. Nysir from Topeka, he's a 5'10 senior. You will have, in the place of Jaden Bristol, Benedictine is going to bring in a guy who's just been playing really, really well, coming back from some injuries, 6'6" senior Jaden Timmy out of Omaha, Nebraska. Jaden had a big night Thursday night. You'll have Matt Austin, the 6-foot St. Joe, Missouri senior. You've got 6'2" senior from St. Joe, Saxton Thuston. And rounding it out for Benedictine, it's going to be Eric Cruz today. Eric, into the ballgame. He is also a St. Louis guy, 6'7" senior. So for Benedictine, a little bit of a different look this afternoon. Scott, Timmy, Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. For the Ravens, it is a team that leaves them after today with only 9 left in the season. Benedictine, we mentioned Penn coming in 18-1 and 9-1. Benedictine coming with a great record there, 13-6 and 7-3. And you start doing a little bit of the math. You start saying, well, you know, what do we got to do? What does Benedictine have to do to make it to the national tournament this year? They've been to the national tournament 5 of the last 10 years. Phenomenal kind of a number for them, for any team. 20, that's kind of the magic number. They say if you get to 20 wins, you're pretty well, guaranteed a seat at the table. Well, that leaves Benedictine needing 7 wins. Okay, pretty simple math. I mean, this is like you don't even have to take a shoe off here. You got 10 fingers, 10 games. Ravens can lose, frankly, no more than 3, probably 2. So here in the last 10 would be the max they could lose to have a realistic shot without, doing something really spectacular, like a championship or the conference postseason tournament or something that comes with it, a guaranteed trip to the tournament. So for the Ravens, winning here tonight, that would be absolutely fantastic, because Gus was talking about it a little bit ago. The upcoming schedule for Benedictine is not easy. Going to be home Wednesday with Evangel, and then Clark, and then Central Methodist. The next 3 games are going to be at home, then at Mount Mercy and Mid-America. Back home, Baker and Valley, and wrapping up the season. Can you believe the season will end on February 19th? I mean, we are 3 weeks from the end of the regular season, and that will be an afternoon game over at Park. So, all of that said, we're about ready to get underway. Eric Cruz coming into the center circle for Benedictine to jump it off. The ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Penn, and they drive and shoot and score. That took 4 seconds for William Penn to get that first bucket of the game. Benedictine trailing it 2-0. Here come the Ravens. BC with the ball over to the right side. It's going to be nice here. Comes out on top. Eric Cruz dumps it over to Matt Austin. Over in front of the pin bench, Austin, the long 3 is going to be short. Offensive rebound, couple of head fakes later. The shot goes up and it won't go in. Penn coming up with a rebound. So William Penn very quickly down the floor, and the shot goes up. It's no good.
They're just going to chuck a 3 off the dead run. It was Kamari Newman. No good. Rebounded down by the Ravens.
Back up the floor after Kavion Blaylock gets the first 2 points of the game. Penn leads it 2-0. Saxton trying to back in. Can't get a shot away. The defender is right in his hip pocket. BC will bring it back out to the top. Here's Jaden Timmy. He will back into the lane. I don't know how he's going to get rid of this. Dumps it back instead. E for 3. Rebound. Tipped out and lost out of bounds down to the baseline. It's going to come back in again to Penn.
That time this year, Scott able to get the rebound, but as he went for the follow shot, had it knocked away and out of bounds. And William Penn sporting those, it's kind of their iconic gold unit.
Yeah, it's a Penn gold with navy. And for Benedictine, the traveling black with red and white. The pass into the middle, knocked away, picked back up by Penn. They go into the lane, keep the dribble alive, back away, rotate. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Cruz. Benedictine up the floor with the basketball. A reach in, no foul called. Here comes Nysir down the left side. Back out on top of Gum. Cruz shakes his defender and got fouled. That was a nice job as Kevion Blaylock got behind him, and he will have his first foul of the game. Benedictine putting into play down at their baseline. For 1.5 minutes into the game, 2-0. So far for the Raven defense, they got to be thinking that's about great.
That's about where they want to be, right? You know, try to hold this William Penn offense at bay, and now the Ravens have run this shot clock down to 10.
Timmy to Cruz, and the underneath layup is up and too soft. You cannot miss those easy shots against this team here today.
What coach called that a bunny, right?
He calls that a bunny. Here's a feed into the lane. Penn drives all the way down the left side, backing in. Now the dish out on top, and they're going to throw it away. Lost out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back in. Nice defense for the Ravens. And again, for Benedictine, we talked about it. The trademark is defense. For Penn, the trademark is offense. Ravens, best defense in the conference. Penn, best offense in the conference.
Right. 2 minutes, 2 points. You know, Ryan would be okay doing that.
Here comes Matt Austin out on top. Kick it to Cruz over to the right side, just outside the right block. Backs in. Dumps it off on top to Timmy. Into the corner, nice here. Back to Timmy. He's going to have to launch a really long three that is up and too soft, and the rebound tipped out. Saved by Saxton. Back over to the left side, nice here. Three. Ravens can't hit anything early.
So right now, the Ravens are ice cold, and they're doing a great job of getting offensive boards, getting second, third looks. And right now, give a lot of credit to Saxton Thuston down there getting those boards.
Pin from 15 feet away, misses it. Timmy with the rebound, and we have a foul called. And
we're going to have a push against William Penn after the shot, going for the rebound. That time it was Cobb being whistled for the foul. He just pushed off on Saxton Thuston. And I believe John Henry is going to take a timeout and talk about this.
Yeah, we're going to talk also about the shooting percentages when we come back. We got a timeout of the court. 2.5 minutes into the ball game. It's Penn 2. Benedictine scoreless.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back to Care Radio. Benedictine basketball, the Ravens trailing 2-0 against BC. We were talking about it going into the break. Ravens know that they're going to have to score from the perimeter against this big team, and they're trying. Here's a feed down low. Saxton goes up, stripped out of his hands, knocked out of bounds, and Raven basketball.
So the Ravens are going to hand the ball under their own bucket. 17:02 left here in the first half of play. 11 on the shot clock.
Ravens can't hit any shots from the outside yet. And if they are 0-for-6 coming in here, down here now.
And as the inbound shot went up and knocked out of bounds by Penn, so it'll reset the shot clock now to 20 for Benedictine.
BC is going to bring it in. Quick skip over to the right side, Nicer. They'll rotate it all the way around to the left edge. Matt brings it off on top. Again, Nicer on the wing. Shot clock in single digits. He'll drive inside. Scott up and in, and the Ravens have their first two.
You believe that? A little over 3 minutes into the ballgame, Benedictine gets their first shot, and it ties it.
There you go. We're down just over 16 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Can you believe 4 minutes in, though, Penn has been held to 2? This is phenomenal. 3-point shot. That will miss. Ravens rebounded down. BC is going to take it the other way. Saxton Thuston with the board for the Ravens. 2-2 is the score, and we are 4 minutes in. BC with it out on top. They'll slide around to the left side. The feed to the block. Timmy had nobody in front of him and stopped and didn't realize it. A couple of head fakes later, falls away, hits it, plus one. Jaden Timmy, and how about the Ravens? They're in front.
Yeah, the ball went to Jaden Timmy at the low block. He didn't realize nobody was behind him, so he's kind of giving a head fake, and as he spins around, kind of has that moment of, oh, man. But then he leans into a defender, hits the shot, and one. Here he comes to the free throw line.
As a basketball player, do you have, like, innate ability? Do you look out on the floor and suddenly you realize there's 5 guys over here on this side? That means there's no one left? Do you do that math in your head?
Yeah, you can start to figure out that, no, wait a second, something looks wrong there. And Jaden Timmy comes to the free throw line, hits the free throw, and now the officials having a word with Coach Henry's assistant telling him you're going to have to sit down.
Here's the thing. Those officials, you know these officials, they come over to the coach and say, you know what, I'll listen to you. Not listening to him.
Don't need to listen to him.
No. Rub court with the basketball pin. Benedictine with the lead here in the ballgame at 5-2. 15:50 to go. The driving shot at the baseline. But up off the window and good plus one.
We're going to get a foul on the play against Jaden Timmy. It's going to bring Kevion Blaylock to the free throw line.
The bucket, Kevion Blaylock, and he has all William Penn scoring so far. And one free throw coming up. It's up, and it is good. We are tied again at 5. It's kind of remarkable how these teams have mirrored one another. Hit a two-point shot, hit a two-point shot, hit a shot plus one, hit a shot plus one, and we're back to even again. BC's passed out on top and just going to get away, and Chris will zig, and Jackson thought they were going to zag as he just comes in.
Yeah, so Chris Jackson going to be saddled with the turnover, and William Penn going to get the ball back. 5-5 with 15:32 left here in the first half of play.
Chris just getting back into playing games for Benedictine as he's back after a holiday break, and the 6'2 senior out of Dayton, Ohio, Dunbar High School. Penn is going to turn it over on the upcourt play down to the baseline. And yes, I don't know if either of these teams is playing its best basketball right at this moment. A lot of adjustments in the lineup. We'll be picking them up as we go along. It's a 5-5 game, almost 5 minutes in. Ravens will have it around to the left side, comes out on top. Timmy gets it to Saxton. Here's a three. Got it from deep on the left side of the Ravens in front at 8-5.
Chris Jackson, and now the steal on the upcourt pass by Saxton Thuston, and here come the Ravens.
Ravens transition. They'll kick out on top. Chris is thinking about three. You know he wants to shoot that.
He really wanted that.
Oh, yeah. He likes that three. He can hit it. Gets it to Matt Austin. They did a good job defending Matt. Now Thuston starts in, backs in. Inside the free throw line. Comes back out on top to Chris. He directs little traffic. Gets a nice screen from Tyson. Chris accelerates. Underhand layup. Good, and the Ravens are up 5.
How about that? Back-to-back possessions for Chris Jackson, and he's got 5 points. It's good to see him back with the team and, you know, being able to get a few more minutes here. And they're going to need him a few more minutes without Jaden today.
Here's a 17-footer. It's up and no good, but an offensive rebound underneath, and a turnaround layup is in. So they followed up layup by Frederick Jackson for William Penn. He has not been in the game too long. Frederick comes into the ballgame for William Penn, a 6'10 senior from Kyling, Texas. Guys out of Adams State. It's kind of a who's who of D1 programs these guys have in their history. Benedictine back up court with it, leading it by three. Ravens are going to back in. Timmy, little backdoor pass, and Tyson Cathy goes up too soft, gets pushed away, and up with it will come Penn. Over to the left side, the three for the tie won't go. Ravens rebound it down. Back up comes BC.
Saxton Thuston going way up to pull down that board, and I'm going to tell you, even against Penn, I don't know that there's anybody on the floor today that's going to outleap Saxton.
10-7. Here's Matt Austin. Ravens are going to need him to score. The three from the other end for BC off the mark. Penn coming out with a rebound, and they will bring it the other way. Fast break down the left side for the Statesman. Here's a long three and buried from way outside. The three-point shot made by Josh Watkins.
Josh Watkins with the shot. Malik Thomas with the assist. Here come the Ravens up the floor.
We're even again at 10, 13 minutes to play first half. Ravens in Oskaloosa, Iowa this morning. Or this afternoon. It seems like this morning. Kind of a long day. Chris Jackson up top. Starts in, backs away, plays off the screen. His defenders will step off of him. He'll launch and hit three more. Chris has the range right now, and he's feeling it.
And the pin gym is not a gym designed for Chris Jackson, right? He likes those big arcing three-pointers. He's got a pretty low ceiling, but knocked in a couple of them. He's got 8 points, and we are going to get a timeout with Coach Moody.
Ravens taking a break, and so shall we. Coming here with inside 13 minutes to go in the first half. Benedictine 13, William Penn 10.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A great Saturday afternoon in late January for college basketball. Happy to have you with us here on K Radio. Is right now, Benedictine leads the number two team in the nation, William Penn. But, oh, there's a long, long way to go in this. So, 13-10, Ravens in front. About 12.5 to go in the opening half. For Benedictine, Nysir Scott, Chris Jackson, Jaden Timmy. Ahmad Lewis has now come in with Tyson Caffey. For William Penn, Malik Edwards, Kevion Blaylock, Malik Thomas, Josh Watkins, and Munir Newton. Newton is a new three, or a new man in, and Malik Edwards goes straight up and hits a quick three. Well, you know why he's in there? Malik Edwards, he is a 6'2 freshman from Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. It is now a 13-13 ball game. Ravens into the forecourt with the ball. We're inside 12 to go in the half. BC on top. Here's a three. Will not go in. And rebounding it back down.
We're definitely getting a feel for the game plan coming in, and now a three up, no good by Penn, rebounded down by the Ravens. But Benedictine has come into this game with the idea of if they're going to beat William Penn today, they're going to have to do it from outside. They've thrown up a lot of threes. Ahmad Lewis now into the ballgame. He's been shooting pretty well from behind the arc. But right now, the Ravens seem to understand that their size in the middle doesn't exactly match up.
11.5 to go in the half. Here's Benedictine. Accelerates over to the left side. The dribble comes off on top. E. Cruz back over to the right side. Here's a three. Set sail and scored for the Ravens. Is that another one by Chris?
Yeah, Chris Jackson.
Wow.
Really feeling it today in Opelousa.
16-13 Ravens, and Chris has most of it. 11:20 to go in the half. Here's a set three. Won't drop in at the long rebound. Cruz will take it at the free throw line. Benedictine on the run. Down the left side in front of the Statesman bench, all the way to the block, and a bump and a foul, and Penn commits the personal foul. Benedictine will be putting it in play down at the baseline. Nice job by Nysir handling the ball up the court that trip.
Chris Jackson having a big game today out of Dayton, Ohio. If you're from Ohio, you're probably a Bengals fan, possibly?
I would say.
It's a good start for the Bengals today, up 6-0 early in the second quarter.
Here's a Raven three-point shot by Ahmad Lewis that misses and gets away from Benedictine. It goes out of bounds. Tyson Caffey giving it a go, but couldn't catch up with it. Wow. 16-13 Ravens. 11 to go in the opening half. Penn, free throw line, starts left, pulls up, 12-footer, good. 12-foot shot from the left side is up and in. And back up court with the basketball will come Benedictine. These teams are now going just up and down the court, putting shots away. Ravens back in, hook shot. Nope.
Yeah.
Yes. Rolls around, it goes in. I thought it was going to kick out, but it goes up and it's in.
E. Cruz with a little turnaround jumper.
So it is now 18-15 at Benedictine. And we are about halfway through the half. Here's a jumper on the other end, no good. BC with a rebound and a foul on the floor.
Officials kind of talking about it. They had a couple whistles go off. Not really sure where the foul was going to come, but they are going to say that there was a foul on the floor against Eric Cruz. So this will bring the ball in play for Penn underneath their own bucket.
Chris Jackson is going to check out of the ball game, and Matt Austin comes in for the Ravens. They're going to bring Kamari Newman back in for Blaylock for Penn. The ball comes in, and we got a foul this time against Benedictine, and it's going to be on Ahmad Lewis.
So Ahmad Lewis will quickly come into the ballgame, pick up his first foul, and William Penn will get it back under their own bucket, trailing by three.
They bring it in on the left side, drive to the free throw line, kick it back over to the edge. Backing in. Watkins turns, shoots, no good. Rebound, Ravens. Benedictine. Tyson Caffey rebounds it down. Here comes the BC offense. Inside 10 to go in the opening half. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by three. Over to the left side. It's E. Cruz. It's three. It's good. Eric Cruz from outside. An assist by Nysear.
That thing went all the way around the world twice before he was able to knock it in. 5 points now for Eric Cruz, and we are going to get a timeout on the floor.
Taking a break with Coach Henry. 9:54 to go in the opening half. Ravens in Oskaloosa, where it's Benedictine 21, William Penn 15.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Basketball here on Care Radio, the ladies game starting at 2 o'clock in the book, and it was a very impressive win for Coach Folsom and the BC girls team. Here, the guys team, Ravens up a half a dozen, and they're just a little over a quarter of the way through the game.
How about this? John Henry uses his first timeout with 10 minutes left, right?
Mm-hmm.
KU, I was just looking at it earlier. Do you know Bill Self called all but one timeout in the first half? He has one timeout left for the last 20 minutes of basketball. So, you know, there's varying degrees of how well you need those things.
The thing for Penn is, with 9:55 taking that timeout, on the next dead ball, they're getting another timeout.
Right, they're
going to
get
here.
The under 10 media
and
timeout.
Here's a drive across and the layup good by Malik Thomas. And the Raven lead is going to be trimmed just a little bit. So Malik Thomas with that bucket has his first point of the game, and it's 21-17. BC on the other end. Shot up, no good. Penn with a rebound. Raise it up the floor. Drive it to the left. It's going to be slapped away by Ahmad Lewis. Picked up by Malik. Skips it out on top. Right over to the right side. Knifing into the lane. The runner up, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound. Followed up and in. That bucket is up and good by Malik Thomas. So he's come in and hit back-to-back buckets. And Ravens lead trimmed down at 21-17. Here's a feed in the middle and an offensive foul.
You know my feeling on that. If you don't know the rules, you shouldn't officiate basketball. But we're in the state of Iowa, so they're going to call a charge on Nysear Scott, and that ball was way down in the paint. So Nysear Scott is going to be whistled for the charge. We're going to get the under 10 media timeout.
Taking that break, Joseph. 9.5 to go in the half. Benedictine 21. 10-17.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Back with us here on Care Radio. Joseph of the studio, Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts, and Benedictine leading 21-17 as they go into the under 10 break. BC so far in the ball game started off shooting a little cold. They picked it up a little bit, and the numbers are very, very similar. Ravens are 8 of 19. Penn is 9 of 20. Ravens are 4 of 11, not shooting great from the outside. Penn is shooting even worse at 2 of 7. Both teams are 1-1 at the free throw, 1-1 at the free throw line. So the numbers up and down, guys, are mirrors almost of one another.
Yeah, but, I mean, you look at the points. They're a little higher than maybe the Ravens would like to be right now, right?
Here's a missed shot, but then the tip back pushed up and in by William Penn, and Munir Newton gets the layup. So Munir Newton just into the game, and it's 21-19. Newton's a guy we haven't seen yet, a 6'5 freshman from Philadelphia, PA. Ravens back up court with it. Here's Matt Austin. The driving layup is good.
So for Matt Austin, his first bucket of the ball game coming at the 9:30 mark of this contest.
23-19, Benedictine. Penn, the long three. Nah. the rebound out of bounds, and they're going to say it is Raven basketball. So Benedictine. Yep, I got that. I'm even further down here.
Right.
Here comes the score. Penn Gym, Oskaloosa, Kansas. Oskaloosa, Kansas. I was down there too many times this week. Here's a feed underneath for the Ravens, a shot. No. Let's get it. Once we get a call here by the officiating group.
Yeah, we're going to get a foul against William Penn. It's going to bring Saxton Thuston to the free throw line. Right now it's going to bring Saxton to the line with Benedictine leading 23-21 with a 7:52 left here in the first half.
Free throw for Saxton. He'll hit the first one. One more shot coming up. Saxton Thuston, the 6'2" senior from St. Joseph, Missouri. One of the trio of St. Joe guys on this Raven team. And remember, Jaden Bristol not playing today with that banged up ankle that he suffered in the last game. Second free throw won't go in, and the drive on the other end is up and good.
Coach Moody can't be happy about that, allowing William Penn to get the rebound, go coast to coast untouched, and make the layup. And now makes it 23-24, so Benedictine holding on to that one-point lead.
Ravens up by one. Is that Timmy with the ball? He'll start to the left side, get bumped, knocked to the floor, dives for the ball. Three gold-clad players on top of him. They're going to call a jump ball possession, BC. Ravens are laying on the floor. Here's the thing about Jaden Timmy. He didn't care how many guys dive on the ball with him. He's going nose-to-nose with all of them. If it's all at once, well, that's just the way it is. It's all at once. He doesn't care. He is a gamer. That's what we called it in the old days, the guy who would go full tilt all the time. He's a gamer. Ravens out top. Matt Austin for three, and we got a violation.
Yeah, we're going to get a moving screen against the Ravens right there. So a tough break for Benedictine. That foul is going to be whistled against Eric Cruz.
Yep. Eric committed the first little foul, and back up court with it we will come.
So for Eric, it's going to be his second foul of the game.
The skip pass comes over to the right side. It's going to be knocked away and stolen. BC with the basketball. They'll bring it back down the floor. A workaround on the left side. Coach Henry, who's normally, you know, Mr. Cool, he's kind of sitting back there. He's like the Arthur Fonzarelli of coaches, you know. He's on his feet. He's working the sideline. Not real happy right now. Turnaround shot. Ravens, two more. Saxton Thuston. And BC pushes its lead to 26-23.
And now, as William Penn gets it, they're going to fly into the lane. A little contact in the middle. And we're going to see a foul in this one. It's going to go against Matt Austin. So Matt Austin going to commit the foul with 6:43 left here in the first half of play. For Matt, it's going to be his first.
Back in will come Penn at their offensive end. Ravens leading it by three. Penn, left side, shoulder drop, no offensive foul. The shot is up, tipped up, no. Rebound out on top, Saxton. Way upstairs, BC down the floor. Left side, Matt, the running, three. Rebound, Penn the long board. And back up, they're going to come. They'll go to the other end of the floor, the falling away shot, no, but a foul called underneath. And a foul on Benedictine.
It's going to be against Chris Jackson. For Chris, this will be his first foul of the ball game. So one against Chris Jackson, and it's going to bring Penn to the free throw line.
Coming to the free throw line is going to be Q Cager for the one and one, as Penn is in the bonus. I think Q has scored today, and he still has it. The front half is no good. BC up with the rebound.
You still like the one and one?
Love the one and one. There's so much strategy.
I miss it in the girls' game.
Benedictine with the ball out on top. Tyson Cathy kicks it over to the right side. Chris Jackson to Timmy. Gets it underneath. They want Tyson underneath there, don't they? And he's pushing, leaning, shoving. Shot is up way too soft. Rebounding it down again. It's going to be Penn. They'll come down the court. One on four. And it's batted away by Matt Austin. Picked up by Timmy and Matt up the floor with it for the Ravens. Down to 5:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by a 26-23 score.
Now we're going to get a foul off the basketball, and that's going to be against Q Cager.
So Cager picking up the personal foul. So he's got a foul, but no points. And Ravens are going to put it in on the near side. That's going to be Saxton doing the inbound work. Out on top, standing at the logo, is Chris Jackson. He'll play off the screen, scoot it over to the right side. Down near the baseline, no room. The three for Chris. He gets knocked to the floor. Wants a foul call, doesn't get it. Doesn't get the bucket. And the outlet pass to the other end. It takes a strong man to throw a ball 90 feet, and they did it. And Q Cager lays it up and in. Raven lead is cut now to 26-25.
Give Kivion Blaylock the assist on that thing.
The feet underneath, Timmy's shot, no, pushed up and in by Saxton.
Great job going over the rim right there with Saxton boosting. I was actually worried about offensive goaltending, but no call, and now the Ravens with the ball off a missed shot, and now maybe slowing it down a little bit, under five to play here in the first half.
I will guarantee you there will not be a goaltending call in this game because these officials know that both of these teams can play, especially Penn, but both of these teams are liable to be playing this game over the rim here this afternoon. Penn on defense. Ravens have the ball, leading it by a three. Matt Austin, left side. He's just going to pull up and fire one. It won't go in. Rebound by Penn and Shans Caruso. They'll dash left, and tripping, and a foul, and that's going to be on Benedictine.
It's going to go against Tyson Cathy, and so for Tyson, it's going to be his first foul. It's going to bring to the free throw line Kamari Newman.
Ravens continue to lead 28-25, but Newman come to the line will hit two, or going to get two shots. He has no points yet in the game. Kamari Newman, stepping up there out of Detroit, Michigan, first free throw. Wow, it hit the rim, went straight up, fell straight through. So he has his first point of the game, the 6'4" senior.
Kamari Newman coming into the ballgame, averaging 18.8 a ball game, a 72% free throw shooter, knocks down both of those, and how about that? Those are his first points of the ball game, coming at the 4:22 mark.
28-27, Benedictine by a point inside 4 minutes to go. Out on top, it's going to be Jaden Timmy. Ravens have got Nysir back out on the floor. He'll start over to the right side, keeps the dribble alive, backs away, now pulls it up, kicks it out on top, Timmy, around to the left side of Matt. Austin comes off a nice screen, dumps it down into the baseline corner left. Timmy will drive in, kind of pushing off with a free hand, gets to Nysir, steps inside the circle, launches one off the window, Nysir Scott. 30-27, Benedictine. 3:45 to go. On the other end, the driving shot, no, and an offensive foul.
It's going to work for the Ravens, but again, I don't like the call. I mean, look where they're cleaning up the floor. It is inside the ring. It shouldn't have been that. And, again, a tough break for these athletes out there today.
Ravens have committed 8 fouls. Penn has committed 7, so both teams are in the single bonus. And as BC gets ready to put it in play, Coach Moody taking a timeout. We're going to take it with 3:40 to go in the half. Benedictine 30, William Penn 27.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
Well, as we come out of the timeout, and the Ravens with inside 4 minutes to go in the half, lead by 3. Gus, I thought you were updating some stuff there. I didn't know if that's what was happening or not.
Yeah, K-State, who was up 16 at the break on the Hawks. Well, they still lead in the second half, but have seen that thing evaporate down to an 8-point lead. It is 60-52, K-State, with 11:34, so a lot of basketball left to be played there. The Titans have tied the Bengals 6-6 with just under 6 to play in the first half.
Benedictine back up court with the basketball, and out on top is Matt Austin. Matt hasn't lit it up exactly yet today, has he, or not?
Yeah, not a whole lot going on for Matt Austin right now. 2 points in the ball game. Now the ball to the baseline, and the shot is up and good. That ball is going to be Nysir Scott. Now quickly to the other end, we're going to get a shot, and are they going to give him the continuation?
Yes, I believe that they are.
That's a break. That's going to be a foul against Tyson Cathy. And we're looking for the continuation here, and it is Frederick Jackson looking to complete the three-point play.
So Benedictine's lead is in a little danger of getting trimmed down here. This free throw is up. It's no good. The Ravens scrumming on the floor and then throw the ball away. Can't control it down and come up with that rebound. It's a 32-29 Benedictine lead. 3 minutes to go in the first half. At the all the ladies' games, I think, are now in the book. We'll kind of recap those scores here in a little bit, but right now Penn will bring it in over to the right side in front of the BC bench deep in the corner. They'll cut across in the lane, falling away. The shot is up. No good. Rebound is on the floor, rolling around it. Ravens scrum for the ball and pick it up and save it. Great job by Saxton right there. That guy, he just goes all out all the time.
Yeah, Saxton having a really good start to this ball game. Not only on the defensive side, but he's got 5 points so far here in the first half.
Thurston with it. Top of the key. He backs into the lane, backs in. Wants to spin in. Can't. Comes out on top. That is Ahmad Lewis. And as the Ravens drive in, we get an offensive foul on Benedictine and another Timmy block.
Yeah, that time Timmy trying to set a screen over there, working against Q Cager. Cager works his way around, and Timmy picks up the foul. For Jaden, it will be his second.
Inside three to go, 2:40 left in the opening half. Benedictine leading by three. Ravens really haven't trailed in this game. But then also they've never been able to put together more than a two-possession lead this afternoon. So it's been just back close.
Was it the Ravens maybe trailed the first 2 minutes, like was it 2-0? And then I think they hit their first shot right around the 18-14 mark-ish.
They trailed 2-0. It got tied again at 2, at 5, and at 13.
Yeah, but
and
haven't
they
given
have
up
never
the lead.
Been behind.
Yeah.
So here comes Penn. They'll walk it up the floor and throw it away. Just trying to go to the left side. Chance Crusoe, I don't know if he was just like a middle schooler. Sometimes you just bounce it off your ankle, and that's what he did right there. And here comes Benedictine. That's how easy it happens to anybody. So you turn it over with a bounce off your ankle, it's okay. The big guys do it. Ravens have the ball. Back into the middle it comes. They'll come out on top to Nicer. Scott. Ankle-high dribble now. And he tries to pass in the middle and misjudged it. It's a 2-on-0 break, and a layup on the other end is up and good for Penn. So a little breakaway layup for William Penn. And, again, here comes the Raven offense. Need to find out which one it is. That's it. Benedictine over to the left side. See, I forget how to do that. Pass underneath. A little head fake. Are they getting a continuation there? Probably shouldn't. We'll see if they give it to him. They do.
What was that? Yeah, so Ahmad Lewis catches the ball down to low block, gets his defender into the air, and then is able to somehow knock it in as his defender is falling back to the ground. It'll be the second foul of the ballgame against Q Cager. Cager has 2 fouls, 6 points this afternoon. And right now, he's over here talking to the official, kind of pleading his case, but he's going to check out with those 2 fouls because last thing Coach Henry would like to see is a third foul under 2 minutes to play.
So Ahmad Lewis will come to the line, an opportunity at a conventional three. And, again, we are under 2 minutes to go. The free throw is no good. It is 34-31 Benedictine. Here's a shot from the outside, no good, and look at Saxton go upstairs for that board. Matt Austin to Thuston, back to Matt. Minute and a half left. Dumping over to the left side. Back out on top comes Lewis. Ahmad works up the screen. Kimmy, no wonder he gets all those fouls because he's always moving on that screen. Gets underneath, goes up with the shot, but did he travel?
Did he get fouled? Ball. Yeah. As he went under the bucket, he went up for the shot and just got the ball tied up. They're going to say jump ball. Possession arrow to William Penn.
So Penn with another opportunity to tie as we're just over a minute to go. Into the forecourt with it, taking it down the right side, front of the scorer's table.
Little hook pass over to the edge of stock, free and stolen. Benedictine is a two-on-one break. Driving in, the dish across, the layup is up and good.
Ahmad Lewis with the bucket. He has four. The Ravens now back up by five, under a minute to play here in the first half.
Give a nice tip of the hat to Nysir Scott, that nice assist on that layup. And now the ball is batted away by Saxton. Saved back out on top. Pin will work it around to the right side with a long three. Is set sail. No good. Rebound tipped out. Followed up by a foul on the floor. How long did they let you hang on the rim? In the old days, you could only hang long enough to keep yourself from being hurt. You know, if somebody undercut you or something, and anything more than that is a technical. You don't really, you're not really supposed to go out there and just like dangle from it like the monkey bars at the, you know, out in the playground.
So it's going to bring Tavion Blaylock to the free throw line right now. First one up, good.
Blaylock, a good player, puts that one up and in. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line now this afternoon.
Tavion averages 19.9 a ball game. So Tavion hits both of those.
Pushes the score to 36-33. Shot clock is... what? Within a few seconds of the game clock. Benedictine up the floor with it. Half a minute to go, 20. 5 to play in the shot clock. Ravens around to the left side. Back on top. Deep left corner. Driving into the lane. The dish across to Saxton. Kicks it on top. Shot clock at 8. Matt Austin goes to the left side. Goes into the lane. Has it knocked out of his hands. He gets fouled. Matt Austin. Does have his teammates race over there to get him to his feet. And Gus, look at that very big guy out there in a Benedictine uniform. That's Hunter Schneider out on the floor.
Josh Watkins is going to be guilty of the foul. The Ravens going to send everybody to the backcourt. It will be Matt Austin to the free throw line.
This is going to be one of the rare times that William Penn does not have the biggest guy on the floor. Because I love watching Hunter Schneider play. He is like 6'8", and I don't even want to guess the number. What, 280? 85?
Yeah, I'd say 280.
First free throw is going to be up and good. Second free throw is up and good. Matt Austin, a couple of more points. 38-33, Ravens by 5. 14 seconds left in the opening half. Penn's going to let it roll. I don't know if it's going to go out of bounds, so he better pick it up. Still got time to run the offense, get one good look at it. Inside 10. Top side with 7. Back over to the right, they'll go with 4. Down to the baseline with 3. Out of off balance, the spinning shot is somehow good. And they're going to wave that off. Coach Moody is really barking.
There is no way they're going to count the bucket and then the foul. So this is a shot at a three-point play. Wow, that's going to be a tough break.
With less than a second on the clock. My gracious. That's a tough one for Benedictine. And Penn at the free throw line misses at least the free throw, and that takes us to halftime. We got a timeout on the floor. It has been an outstanding first half for the Benedictine Ravens. We'll be back to summarize it for you at the break. Benedictine 38, William Penn 35.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's Breakfast, Scrambler Breakfast Burritos, Spicy Chorizo Breakfast Burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican Donut Bites, Cold Brew Coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Are bringing you Benedictine basketball on Care Radio this afternoon. Welcome back. Halftime of the guys' game. Ladies with a big win today because the guys paddling tough. And BC's got to be very proud of a lead at halftime, but their work is not yet done.
I'm just sitting here doing a little math.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's telling me. I'm going to have to take off my shoes to figure out some of this thing. Yeah, in the first half, I mean, Benedictine came out and, you know, kind of did what they wanted to. They held Penn to a lower number than Penn would like to be and maybe a little higher than the Ravens would like, but Coach Moody would be okay with anywhere from, you know, that 35 under. And so I think hit the nail on the head at 35 and really was going to be 33 if you don't get that foul right there with, you know, under a second left. In the first half, Benedictine shot okay. They were 45% from the floor, 15 of 33. They were 28% from behind the arc. And for William Penn, they were 2 of 10 behind the arc. So expect them to warm up a little bit from behind the arc. Free throws, 5 of 8 for Penn, 4 of 6 for the Ravens. Turnovers, 8 apiece in the first half. Benedictine was able to turn their 8 turnovers into 11 points. Penn able to turn 8 turnovers into 8 points. Total rebounds, an edge to Benedictine. 22-15 was the rebounding edge. Benedictine able to pull down 6 offensive boards to only 2 for William Penn. So a lot of those things boil down, but fouls. Fouls is what I was checking out because right now you've got Benedictine with 12 fouls in the first half, William Penn with 9 fouls in the first half. You start looking at the fouls. 2 for Ahmad Lewis, 2 for Jaden Timmy, 2 for Eric Cruz, 2 for Tyson Cathy. For William Penn, they have 2 on Cobb, and they've got 2 on Malik Thomas, 2 on Q Cager. And Cager picked up that second one with just under 2 minutes to play. Not really happy with that, but again, William Penn has such a deep bench that they should be okay to, you know, kind of make up for some of that.
Coach Moody's a numbers guy. One thing I think he's going to look at, we talked about it earlier today, Penn gets a lot of shots off, 70-some, 75, 76 shots a game. And the Ravens kept them to 31 first-half shots. And while that's quite a few, that's still, you know, 7 or 8 shots fewer than they normally get off. And Coach Moody's going to see that number, and he's going to say, you know what, I like that, and I'd like that again in the second half.
Yeah, you say it's 8 shots at 16 points fewer a game, right? Like, I mean, that's a big difference. Okay, let's drop that down a little more. Let's say you only hit half of them. That's only 8 points that you're taking off the board right there. Quickly, let's take a look at the scoring for both of these teams. 7 players for William Penn got into the scoring column. They were paced. Ivion Blaylock with his 11. 6 for Josh Watkins, 6 for Q Cager, 4 for Freddie Jackson. It was a 4-point first half for Malik Thomas, 2 for Kamari Newman, and 2 for Munir Newton. For Benedictine in the first half, 7 players in the scoring column. What a first half for Chris Jackson, knocking down 3 three-pointers, going 3 of 4 from behind the arc, 4 of 5 from the floor. He had 11 points. Scoring drops down to Nysir Scott with his 6, 5 for Eric Cruz, 5 for Saxton Thuston, 4 for Ahmad Lewis, 4 for Matt Austin, 3 for Jaden Timmy. You want to talk about what Benedictine is doing here in the first half of this ballgame. 38 points, they're leading the number 2 team in the country. They're doing all of this without Jaden Bristol. Matt Austin only has 1 first half field goal. You talked about Jaden Timmy, who was the star of the game, you know, Thursday night against Culver Stockton. He's got a and-one opportunity for his only 3 points of the ballgame. So right now, Benedictine doing it with some guys that you're just not used to, and it's kind of nice. And how many times do we talk about this on Sports Look? Like, Benedictine is so difficult to defend because you don't know who it's going to be. Well, right now, it's Chris Jackson, it's Ahmad Lewis, it's Nysir Scott.
Well, for the Ravens, bottom line, it was a great first half. Now, can they duplicate that in the second half? There's going to be the question, and we will be back to bring you the answer. Halftime for the Ravens in Oskaloosa. Intermission score, Benedictine, 38, William Penn, 35. Second half coming up here on Care Radio, but right now, taking a breather, kicking it back to those famous Care Radio sports studios for an even more famous halftime by Joseph.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College Ravens basketball as they're on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa. We will return to the men's game against William Penn in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the upcoming CARE sports schedule. On Wednesday, we will have Benedictine College Ravens basketball action again for you from Atchison as the Ravens are playing host to Evangel. The women will take to the court at 5:30. The men will take to the court about 7:30. Coming up on Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs from the CARE Country Sports Studio and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got a single game, Valley Falls Girls versus JCN, and that game will be at 7:30 in the evening Friday. Saturday, we've got Benedictine basketball again as they play host to Clark. High noon tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court about 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs. At 711 Commercial Street, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
In a story of local interest, the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens beat the Horton Chargers with a final score of Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens boys team 47, Horton Chargers 43. Taking a look at Women's Heart of America Athletic Conference Finals, we've got Clark over Central Methodist, 81-71. It was Culver-Stockton over Park, 58-50. Mount Mercy beat Evangel, 68-60. William Penn fell to the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 71-49. Peru State beat Mid-America Nazarene, 81-71. Graceland topped Baker, 63-55 in the women's game, and it was Grandview over Missouri Valley, 81-54. I'll be back in just a moment with the Men's Heart of America Athletic Association basketball scores for today at Games in Progress.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taking a look at men's basketball scores in the Heart of America Conference, I do have a couple of finals to report. It was Evangel over Mount Mercy, 69-58. Culver-Stockton fell to Park, 83-72. Central Methodist beat Clark, 75-68. In the Missouri Valley Grandview game, we've got their score at 39-38 at the half. In the Peru State Mid-America Nazarene game, with 4 minutes remaining in the first half, it is Peru State 36, Mid-America Nazarene 22. Graceland is trailing Baker 32-19. And in this game, we've got the Benedictine Ravens up at 38 over William Penn's 35. We'll take a real quick look at that weather eye forecast in just a couple of moments.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 27. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 38 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday with daytime highs approaching 51. 25 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 45.7 degrees. The wind is out of the west-southwest at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 42%. Barometric pressure steady at 30.20 inches of mercury. Dew point 24 degrees Fahrenheit and a feels-like temperature of about 38 out there. It's downright splendid for this time in January. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Couts courtside in just a moment.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back as we return. Eric Cruz takes the inbound from the to begin the second half, but plays it up and in, and Benedictine jumps right out on top, 40-35.
just like 5 seconds into the second half. That's a good sign for Benedict, and Ravens are going to need that kind of aggressive play. And speaking of aggressive play, we're going to get a quick foul for the Ravens, and the free throw is no good by Penn.
So Penn going to have one more free throw coming their way. It's going to be Kamari Newman. We've talked about Newman and how good of a player he is, how good of a free throw shooter he is, and that time he's going to hit that one. One more coming his way on the three-shot foul.
It was a foul by Matt Austin for Benedictine. The third win is good. He'll get 2 of 3, and it is a Benedictine lead now at 40-37. For half a minute into the second half. It's a beautiful outside. Joseph was talking about that at halftime. They tried to go a little back door to Cruz. He couldn't handle it. Nice but snowy in Iowa. Well, you know where it's great? It's great right here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. That's where it's great at. Here's a driving, spinning shot. It's up off the window. It's not good. Offensive board followed up and home. The offensive rebound in by Rayhan Cobb. His first point of the game, and Benedict's lead is whittled to 1. 40-39, a minute into the second half. BC is going to need to be, Gus, I think, efficient. Is that fair to say within the second half?
Efficient, patient, all of the above.
Saxton for 3. He doesn't do that much, and it doesn't go in for him. They left him alone, kind of encouraged him to take that shot, which did not drop, and Penn, an opportunity at its first lead of the game. They have never led today. Got a pass around to the left side, very deep in the left corner, driving in, lots of contact, shot is up and missing, and a rebound, tipped around on the floor. It's going to be saved down by Nysir. Here comes Benedictine. 18:20 to go. Another 3 launched, and this time Cruz doesn't get it, is followed up, doesn't get it, and this time Saxton will bring it out. Cruz will go 3, doesn't get it. Another rebound by Saxton, and he's giving a bear hug from the backside. And I can't understand why you would commit that silly foul.
Well, Saxon's not really happy because Rayhan Cobb not only bear hugged him, ends up kind of around the neck area, and I don't think Saxon took too kindly to it. As you look out there, Rayhan out there with, you know, the little face shield out there, you know, that clear medical device on his face. So, Ravens will get the ball back with 20 on the shot clock under their own bucket.
BC around to the left side, comes out on top to Jaden Timmy. He'll now put it on the floor, cut to the right side, change directions off the win of a score. Timmy for 2.
Jaden Timmy with his first bucket of the second half in the Ravens. 5 for Timmy. Ravens, 42-39 lead.
And down the floor with it, a turnover by Caruso. And William Penn is going to give it back to Benedictine. Rayhan Cobb coming out of the ball game. It's going to be Freddie Jackson coming in for Penn. Benedictine walking it up the floor and into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Nysir. He's a senior from Topeka, Kansas. Nysir Scott dishes over to the right side. Cruz across the left side of the free throw line. Takes it down to the block. Turns, spins, shoots, gets it. The bucket in the middle for Eric Cruz for 2. 44-39. And again, the Ravens have been able to hold William Penn at arm's length. Not far, but short reach.
Eric Cruz with 5 points in the first half, 4 points so far here in the first 3 minutes of the second half. He's got 9 on the afternoon, and that's 10. Gets the ball in the middle. They're going to hit a layup in there. And was that Caruso?
It sure was. Jazz Caruso is in the middle, and he'll hit that bucket. 44-41, Benedictine. And for the Ravens, bad news when the speed of the scoring starts picking up the way it is. The Ravens would like to see that slowed back down.
Now, Nysir Scott going to throw the ball away. It'll come back to William Penn, working right in front of Coach Henry in the William Penn bench. 17 minutes left to play. Benedictine 44, William Penn 41.
Back out on top, thinking about 3. They won't do it. Head down to the baseline. Little running jump shot. No good. Rebound Ravens. Lost back to Penn. William Penn, what they do, among a lot of other things, really well, I've got to say, hustle. They are constantly moving. They're constantly in motion. And here's a skip pass out on top, and the first guy to get it is Coach Moody, and there was nobody around him. I mean, that ball rolled over half a length of the floor, and I'm not sure exactly where Caruso thought he was kicking it to, but there was nobody there. BC's going to have it back in, and by virtue of it going out by Coach, they're going to be clear across midcourt to inbound at this ball.
Ahmad Lewis is going to check into the ballgame. Saxton Thuston will get a little bit of a breather, and Saxton having a fantastic afternoon out there. and really cleaning up the boards.
We're down at 16.5 to go in the ball game. Benedictine,
wow,
leading by three.
16 rebounds for Saxton today.
That is absolutely phenomenal number.
Like, he's got to be nearing some kind of a record, right?
Saxton Thuston, what a, yeah, they talk about a great day. Great season, man. He has been fabulous. The ball's going to come into the Ravens, out on top. Right side they go, driving baseline, little runners up, too soft, rebound tipped out, and can Cruz get to it? Now he's on the floor with it. Now the ball's pulled away by Penn, and they'll outlet it down the court. Driving left side, the alley-oop underneath is stepped in front of us. The little way Matt Austin saw that coming. He read that book before. The dish underneath, and Cruz for the layup, and it's an Ahmad Lewis assist.
Good job right there by Ahmad Lewis, pushing the ball down the court, keeping good spacing. Kicks it across to Eric Cruz. He's got 6 second-half points, 11 on the afternoon, and now Penn will throw it away on the up-court drive.
Benedictine, 4 minutes into the second half, leads by 5, and they'll be putting the ball back in play.
Talk about some of the Ravens over history. Of course, you've got, you know, Darryl and Chick as being some of your best rebounders of all time.
Yeah.
But I still can't get over 16 in a game. But there's probably nobody other than those two to have kind of numbers like that, right?
Well, you know, it would probably be pretty easy to determine that here if we flip a few pages. I'll let you do that because I happen to have my most recent media guide. It's not real new, but it's going to have what you want. And here's BC with the basketball. Timmy has it slapped out of his hands. It's rolling around. It's on the floor, and Penn is going to steal it away. So BC with a turnover. 15.5 to go in the game. Ravens up 5. Now the ball is loose on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. And so the Ravens are going to have it back in. Single game rebounds is right here. Look at that number. That is in jeopardy right now.
I wouldn't have guessed that as being the single game rebounder. He'd be very proud to tell you he played great defense.
Right. Well, nobody said he played great defense. They said he rebounded. Here's a shot up by Timmy, and he's going to get fouled and come to the free throw. And here's the deal. There are 4 guys tied for 4th place in single game rebounds, right? Let me look. No, that's field goal. Single game rebounds. There are 2 guys tied, Chick Downing and Tim Hannon. Each had 19 in a game. Chick and Darryl each had 20 in a game. And Chick and Pat Giller each had 21 in a game. Pat Giller against Peru State, Chick against Missouri Western, and against Washburn, and against Emporia State. Those are the kind of teams that were getting played.
Well, I mean, even Tim Hannon against Missouri Southern, I mean.
Yeah. All the Division II schools, those are the guys who made up the Ravens schedule back in those days.
So we'll keep an eye on that. He's going to have to get to 19 to even crack the top 5.
15 minutes to go in the ball game. 47-41, Benedictine. A little falling away, 12-foot shot, no good, and a Raven foul.
We're going to get a foul on the floor, and the official's going to make his way to the scores table and tell us that foul was against, what, maybe Nasir?
I think you're right.
Yeah, Nasir with the foul, and we're going to see. Oh, a handful of substitutions. 3 coming in for William Penn. You're going to see Malik Edwards. You're going to see Josh Watkins and Manier Newton into the ballgame. Q Cager out. Kamari Newman out. Kivion Blaylock is going to stay in, but Freddie Jackson will go out.
And Blaylock, as quickly as that, gets an inbound pass and goes up for an easy, easy layup, and he's at 13 points. Ravens lead cut to 4 at 47-43. And here's the Ravens. We're going to get a Benedictine turnover. So for BC, a turnover by Ahmad Lewis.
At that time, Ahmad Lewis looking for somebody on the baseline, nobody home, and is just going to throw it away. And now, with 14.5 minutes left in the ballgame, here comes William Penn up the floor. 47-43 is the Benedictine lead right now over William Penn.
And Penn, a team that has lost only 1 game this year, still they don't look at all panicked. And here's a little falling away jump shot that is up, and it is good by Chance Crusoe. Crusoe knocks it down. Ravens coming back the other way. Out on top of it is nice here. He'll get to the top of the key, looks over to the left side, gets it on the edge. That's Ahmad Lewis. Back out on top to Timmy. Timmy goes left, all the way to the block, backing in. Timmy dishes into the corner. Nicer, he's alone. Count the 3, Nicer Scott.
Nicer with his first 3-pointer of the ballgame. He's got 9 points on the afternoon. And Benedictin pushes it back up to a 5-point lead, and Penn just going to throw it away.
So the Ravens battling tough here this afternoon.
We're seeing a lot of turnovers by William Penn, but see, I think on most nights they can get away with that because,
yeah,
again, you have so many possessions up the floor. You can afford 5, 6, 7 empty possessions where you just throw the ball away.
Eric Cruz is going to check out for a little bit, and Tyson Caffey is back in for Benedictine. Over to the right side for the basketball. The Ravens are on offense, and we get a BC turnover.
You think it back to, we're wanting to know where that loss came for William Penn. Well, it came on the road, and it came back on December 8th. They went to Central Methodist, and at the time, Central Methodist was receiving votes. Well, it was Jeff Sherman's club coming away with a 79-73 victory in that thing. So, again, you got to keep them low.
There's the key, exactly. Under 75, they may not win. Here's the turnaround of the baseline. No. Yes, it does roll in.
Could you imagine Jeff Sherman's, you know, early 90s type teams going up against any of John Henry's teams?
No. That would have been 140 to win or more. Here's Timmy back to the right side.
He's going to get a whistle and a foul. As Timmy started to the bucket, he's going to reach out and be held, and I believe they're going to call it, yeah, on Kevion Blaylock. So for Kevion, that will be two.
I got him for a couple. So Blaylock with the foul. Benedictine is going to bring Matt Austin back into the game. Getting nice here, a little breather. 13 minutes to go in the contest. Ravens by 3, 50-47. And again, the key to it all is never trail. If you never trail in the game, you know what? You're going to win. How about that for a brilliant, brilliant game plan, huh? Here's a shot in the middle. It's going to be off the window. No good offensive put back. Counted for Tyson Caffey. 52-47 Ravens.
You want to talk about tears. Coming from Manhattan, Kansas.
Kansas comes from behind. They were down by how many? Like 1,000?
Yeah, they were down 16 at half and only had one timeout remaining and came back to win. They were down by 5 with 2.5, I think I saw. So Kansas comes back to beat Kansas State today. 78-75, we talked about on Sportsbook last week. Kansas State turns around, and Tuesday, I think, it's Baylor. So tough schedule for them.
It's a hard week for the Cats. BC around to the left side. They'll cut into the middle. Tyson Caffey, again, for some reason, decides he's got to drive in a couple of steps and is going straight up with the shot, and the Ravens waste a golden scoring opportunity. Now up court. The up court pass is stolen away. Here comes Chris Jackson. Feeds over to Caffey. Tyson misses another easy layup, and that time he just throws it off the backboard and does sometimes I just get frustrated.
Yeah, and now they're going to get a little bit of a break. They're going to say there was a foul on Penn going for the board. So with 12:10 left in the ball game, Benedictine will have it under their own basket. They're going to get 24 on the shot clock and leading this thing 52-47.
Still a long way to go. 12-plus minutes to play in the game. It comes in out on top to Timmy. Back it comes to Benedictine's Chris Jackson.
And now
the Ravens are going to turn it over then.
Timmy?
Foul, sure.
Yeah, Timmy trying to clear out again. And Jaden Timmey, all of his fouls have been that offensive foul. That's his third.
That's just kind of a theme for him. He's always out there, and he's not being malicious. He's trying to set a screen. He's trying to give a teammate, you know, an avenue to the basket and gets caught kind of moving or maybe hook somebody a little bit, and the next thing you know, he gets in a little foul trouble.
You know, Tyreek Hill's pom-pom celebration last week cost him $12.87.
Probably cheap.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. He'll do it again tomorrow. Here's a three for Penn. No, Ravens rebounding it down. That's Saxton back out there.
Yeah, there's 17.
Saxton Thurston. Wow. BC up court. And if you can also not just break in, you know, to the rebounding leaders, but if you can break in against the number two team of the nation, that's just an extra little cherry on top of that sundae. Now the cross-court pass is stolen, and Penn, a breakaway layup, missed on the other end. Oh, my goodness. And Matt Austin comes down with the rebound.
Malik Thomas steals it, goes coast to coast, and then missed it. Now, on the drive, we're going to get a whistle and a foul, and wow, that was a bad possession for Malik Thomas. He gets a steal, blows a breakaway layup, and then gets a foul on Matt Austin on the other end. Here comes the Ravens senior from,
what, St. Joe Central, right? Matt Austin.
Matt will step up there. He's the coolest guy in the world, but the first one hits the back of the rim and kicks out. He's got another shot coming his way right here. Matt Austin is a good shooter. At the free throw line, what, 75%, 77%, 76.7 to be exact?
So Matt will have one more coming his way, looking to extend the Raven lead. Got it.
It's now a 53-47 Benedictine advantage, so it's a two-possession lead for the Ravens with 11-11 to go. And coming down the court, a BC player is literally inverted on the floor. Is that Chris?
No, it's going to be Ahmad. He's going to check the contact, make sure it's still in there. Do you remember when you used to have to look for contacts on the floor?
And stop the game.
Man, we'd lose 20 minutes of a night.
Everybody's crawling around. Here's a driving shot. It's up off the window, and it is good. Malik Edwards with the bucket.
Give the assist right there to Kamari Newman.
Benedictine up by four. On the other end, the Ravens shot blocked, and a follow-up and in.
Tyson Cathy did a great job of picking up the ball off the floor and just going straight up, powers through a defender. He's got 4 points.
Penn coming back the other way, a long two, set sail and good. 55-51 Benedictine. Ravens have played by six, couple three times here down the stretch. That driving bucket was up and good by Malik Edwards. And he's having a big second half. We're nearly three-quarters through the game. Ravens go right side. The shot rolling. No. Rebound. Penn. Penn coming up the floor with it. Nearly knocked away from behind. And it is. And they're going to call a foul on Benedictine. And it's going to be on Ahmad Lewis.
Yeah, let's check this because I've got Ahmad now for maybe four fouls.
You're right.
So that's one of those fouls that coach loves to hustle, but you got to understand, without Jaden Bristol today, you can't make that foul at the 10-minute mark, right? Like, you're too important to the team to commit that foul.
Benedictine is going to bring Eric Cruz back into the lineup. And we're set to go. We are three quarters, basically, through this game. Here's a three from the top. That thing's an air ball. I mean, it wasn't just short. It was really short, and the shooter, Kamari, says, he hit me on the wrist. And maybe that's true because I can't imagine him missing one that badly.
I was going to say, he's usually a much better shooter than that. So, here we go, the 10-minute mark.
How even is this game? Not only with 10 minutes to go, 55-51 Benedictine. Each team has committed six fouls. Shooting percentages are almost identical. Ravens in the middle. The shot is up. E. Cruz for a two.
Eric Cruz, how about that? 8 second-half points now. He's got 13 points on the day.
Each team also with three timeouts remaining. I mean, this game is absolutely nose-to-nose and toe-to-toe. I always talk about the old saw, you know, a couple of heavyweights slugging it out. That's what you got going on right here. A driving layup is going to be up and in. And the bucket for Malik Thomas. So Malik will hit that bucket. He's got a half a dozen. Benedictine back the other way. BC out on top. Cruz three, in and out, no. And a rebound down to Kevion Blaylock. Up four with it. And Kamari Newman for three. Uh-uh. Ravens with the board on the other hand by Cruz. BC gets to midcourt. Coach says, hold on. Let's talk about this, guys. Tick-tock. The clock is moving along, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Break coming at 8:51 to go in the game. Benedictine 57, Penn 51.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Back with you. with Benedict in basketball here on CARE Radio. Ravens in front in this game with 8:51 to play.
You got to watch doing that. I gaze at my watch every time you say it like that.
8:51?
No, the CARE Radio part, because I'm like, oh, we're already back now. It's 5:20.
Yeah, no, not yet. Not yet, Joseph's great. Joseph's waiting for that ID, but we got a while to go for that. 57.
May not get another one.
53 for William Penn. Ravens taking that timeout, and got Nysear back in out on top. Nysear, Scott, gets it into Cruz. He goes into the lane, stops, twists, turns, shoots. Got the thing to rattle in. That was a lovely shot. 59-53, Benedictine.
It's been a great game for Eric Cruz, and something he's needed. He's kind of, you know, been looking for that big game ever since Christmas break.
Wide open three from the outside. It's going to be missed. Penn is going to come down with it. But, Gus, again, we come to this time, and I talk about it all the time, how suddenly you're going to look around, and that ball is going to be thrown away. It hits the sideline. Suddenly you look around, and you're at 11, and now you're looking at 8, and we're going to look up here in a minute. It's going to be at 5, and all of a sudden, you're down 2 minutes left, and as that ball goes out of bounds, we're going to get the media timeout, the under 10. Coming right here. Joseph, we're going to enjoy this as we've got a thrilling, thrilling finish. Ravens are on the road this afternoon at number 2, William Penn, with 8-plus to go in the game. Benedictine 59, Penn 53.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Penn Gym this afternoon. And they lead number 2, William Penn. But there's still a ways to go. 59-53 Ravens with 8:14. I had an 8:13, but it's 8:14 to play. Here comes the Raven offense with this 6-point lead. Matt Austin with it on top. But doing all of this without Jaden Bristol, who's on a pair of crutches over on the sideline. Comes out on top, Cruz, he's alone. Kenny, it's a little bit short, and the rebound is on the floor. Battle for it's out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul. It's going to be on William Penn. And just when I thought Saxton was coming up with the rebound, they had to foul it.
So, Saxton was right there. I thought he was going to be able to get the board. Instead, he's going to come to the free throw line for free throw attempts here. 7:51 left in the contest. Saxton Thusen is going to toe the line. Saxton, not much of a free throw shooter, but has hit two-thirds of his opportunities.
First one here, rolls around, gets the front lip of the rim, and then stops and falls in. He'll earn the bonus shot. Saxton Thusen, left-handed shooter, in case you're wondering. Second one rims out, it will not go in, and Benedictine's lead now is 60-53. That is a three-possession lead with 7:45 to go. Penn with the basketball, lobs it back out on top. They'll drive into the lane. Little bunny hop shot blocked underneath by Cruz. The feet to the left. Follow shot is up and in. Count it and one.
That time Saxton going for the block. Instead, he's going to be whistled for the foul.
7.5 minutes to play. 60-55 and a free throw coming up.
Because what do you need? He needs 19 to get in the top 5, right? And 21 gets him to first place.
That would be correct.
And he's at 18.
There you go.
So,
going to be an interesting 7.5 minutes. That's a long 7.5 minutes is a while.
Yeah. And in this game, I mean, Saxton's had possessions where he pulled down 2-3 boards at a time.
Get a couple of misses and a couple of offensive boards, the free throw, completes the three-point play for Blaylock. He's having a huge second half. That's 7 in the second half. He is at 18, according to my scorebook.
Right, that puts him exactly where he needs to be, 18.8 of all game.
7:20 to go. Ravens drive down the right side. Finger roll off the backboard. Good. Count it. For Benedict Bennett. Nice here
with his fifth point of the second half. He's got 11 points on the afternoon. Ravens back up by half a dozen with 7:05 left.
Little scoop pass to the right side. Off the block. The turning shot. No. Tipped up in the lane. And it's up and good. Nice little bump back up and in by Blaylock.
Yeah, Kevion Blaylock right there, able to tip it in and bring Penn to back within four.
Chris Jackson has a top side. He will cut into the lane, feeds across underneath. One, Timmy now. Ball's going to be battled for and stripped away from him and stolen away. Penn on the run. Ravens lead only by four. Penn has it on top all alone, an easy three, and the Raven lead cut to one on a Josh Watkins. Third three of the game. 62-61, 6:27 to go. And right now, Penn is on an 8-1 run. Back down court with it. Ravens into the lane. Matt up and doesn't get it. And we get a foul on Blaylock.
Yeah, Kevion Blaylock right there with a little bit of the body. He's going to commit. What is that? You got him for three?
I got him for three.
So Kevion Blaylock with his third foul is going to bring Matt Austin to the free throw line.
Matt steps up there, and Matt has a remarkably small scoring today at 7. We're accustomed to him being up in the middle, upper teens, 20s, 30s.
You want to dive a little deeper into it?
Sure.
Matt Austin has one field goal today.
The rest has been at the free throw line.
Everything else has been at the free throw line right now.
So Penn came in with a game plan and said, we got to stop Matt. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Right now, Matt Austin, 4 of 5 from the free throw line today. One more coming his way. And make it 5 of 6. So Matt Austin, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, one field goal. And right now, I think if you ask John Henry, he'd be pretty happy with what he's done to Matt Austin today. He just didn't expect Chris Jackson to light him up for 11 in the first half.
Here's a backdoor pass into the lane. The shot is going to be deflected, but an offensive board pulled down by Penn. 15 on the shot clock. Penn will drive in. Batted away by Cruzan. The Ravens are going to pick it up. Down the left side is going to be Nicier.
Jackson says, give me a rebound, not a steal.
Can I tell you something? When Nicier brings the ball up the floor, I feel like that extra little confidence, you know. Some guys bring it up, I'm afraid. Now the pass over to the right side. We've got a collision. What's going on back there? As up the floor with it. Penn will drive and shoot and miss it. Follow shot is up and missed. Rebound Benedictine. Players coming to the floor. We got a battle on the floor for this ball.
Jackson Thuston is going to get the rebound. And you got a couple players coming up really slow from the back end of the floor. And the officials really letting them play right here.
Well, I mean, it is for first place in the conference, and it is the number two team of the nation trailing at home with 5:30 to go. And we're going to walk to the other end, and Sax is looking at his elbow a little bit. I think he got banged around pretty hard back there.
So he will get credit for the rebound. That's number 19 on the day. That's fifth all-time for a single-game rebound. And he only needs two more to tie first place.
Free throw by Thuston. Doesn't get it. Rebound down by Penn. Here comes the William Penn Statesman. They'll kick it off on top. Lots of time to go. The three-point shot way off the mark. But an offensive board is followed up and in. So Penn gets the follow shot, and that bucket is by
Caruso.
And here comes BC, the other end. Three for E. Cruz.
Eric Cruz lighting the scoreboard up so far here in the second half.
Ravens by 4 as we go inside. 5 minutes of play. The ball down to the baseline. It's going to be lost out of play, and it will belong to Benedictine. Ravens up the floor with the ball.
John Henry just puts his hands on his head. He is not happy with that possession because I think probably as a coach you start looking at 5 minutes as you now really need to start getting serious about this game.
It's about time to buckle down. You know, about time to get a little serious here. Here's Cruz for a three. That thing is way off the mark. And rebounding it down. It's a 3-on-1 break. It's up and missed and in, man. Count that bucket on the driving layup.
That time it looked like he put it so high off the backboard. It was Cruz, though, but somehow it fell back through. I thought he was going to try to loft it off the backboard for one of his buddies, but somehow caught that front lip of the rim and fell through.
Ravens down the floor with it, back out on top, and as Cruz goes in, he gets fouled by Cobb. How about that? Rahan Cobb with the foul, and Eric Cruz will come to the free throw line, and gosh, for Benedictine, a little pressure at the free throw line now.
Yeah, but that's the 10th foul of the ball game against William Penn. So now you put the Ravens at the line for the double bonus for the last 4:18 of the contest. Benedictine with only 7 fouls. Both teams, 3 timeouts apiece, and the possession arrow, he belongs to William Penn right now. So
it is a 2-point Raven lead, and Benedictine is a free throw line shooting a terrible percent, and it'll get worse. That first one's up and no good. Benedictine hitting 58%. They're 10 of 17. At the free throw line.
The only guy hitting free throws right now is Matt Austin.
One more free throw coming up here for Cruz. He'll get his second one. 68-65 Benedictine. 4:15 to play. It is rolling down. The Ravens in Oskaloosa. Back out topside with the basketball. That's going to be Chance Caruso. He's come up big, hadn't he, in this one? A 3 from the right side. That's way off the mark. Rebound tipped around. It's on the floor, and Ravens are going to secure it. That was Benedictine coming up with the ball and racing down the court with it is BC. They'll kick it over to the right side. The pass comes out on top. Timmy over to the right, and that's a 3 launched and missed. Rebound pin.
Right there, Ravens could have been a little more patient with that last possession.
Yes. Was that Matt for that 3? Here's a driving shot for Penn. Nope. Rebound on the floor. Ravens will clear it away.
Matt Austin going to clear away the board. Yes, he was the one who put up that 3 on that last possession. I think it was one of those things where he came down, he finally got one open look this afternoon, he let it fly. Anyway, we're going to get a timeout on the floor.
Ravens taking a full timeout. Joseph, we're going to. Down to 3:28 to play in a tremendous men's college basketball game. It's Benedictine, 68, William Penn, 65.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA and SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Back with you, Raven Basketball on CARE Radio. And if you're keeping, you know, got a TV going with the football game, or if you're just listening to the radio, Gus, Bengal fan grinning from ear to ear right now in the third quarter. It's a 10-point lead.
You know, a lot of football left to be played, of course, but Cincinnati also has the football. It's one of those things where Ryan Tannehill, 7 of 14, 92 yards and 2 interceptions today. So
Benedictine putting the ball back in play. They've got the basketball at a 3-point lead. Still a long way to go. Basketball time is big. 3:15 left. Here's Matt Austin. He will go left side. In traffic. Have it stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor. Picked up by Penn. We got a whistle. Is that a Raven foul?
Wow.
On Timmy?
Timmy?
Yeah.
That's a tough break for Jaden because I've got that as his now 4th foul of the afternoon, and that will put William Penn at the free throw line for a 1-1. It's only team foul number 8 for Benedictine.
Jaden Timmy, 6 points, 4 fouls. Matt Austin, 7 points. And by the way, Benedictine, Timmy on the left side. We got Cruz on the right side. You got Thuston and Austin and Nicier. Free throw in front half. No good. Rebound. Tipped out and out of bounds. No, safe. Nicier's got it. And the Ravens are going to recover the basketball off the long, long missed free throw.
Last time you saw a free throw get back to half court.
I think Nicier didn't even really get control of it until he was in his own half of the floor. Scott with it on top, and BC is being patient. Inside 3 minutes to go. He's got it. Turns from 14 to shot. Deflected. Was that not a goaltend? Is the ball was maybe, or was it still going up?
I would say still going up.
Now Penn with the steal up the floor, trailing the Ravens by 3 with 2:40 left.
Does Penn look a little desperate right now? I mean, the way they're getting a little up and they're getting a little crazy with some of their passes and shot attempts right now.
Here's a driving shot. It's no good, but a blocking foul called on Benedictine. And is that it for?
Got that for 5 on Timmy.
Yep.
fit, and he's really unhappy right now. And he's going to have to just kind of breathe a little bit because, yeah, that's a tough break right there for the Ravens. So, Kimmy is going to check out with those 5 fouls, and into the ballgame is going to come Tyson Cathy for the last 232.
68-65. Penn cannot take a lead yet. But they're at the free throw line for a couple of shots here. It is up and in on the first one by Malik Thomas. So Malik Thomas will hit his first free throw. And looks over his second one. He's a really good shooter. That one is up and in. And because the Ravens, if they could hit their free throws like this, they would be in pretty good shape right now. But they still lead by one with 2:20 to play. Over to the right side, BC, out on top. Kick pass over to the corner. That's going to be back to the left. Cruz will cut in against two defenders. Has his shot rejected. Goes back to recover it. Looking for Tyson. He's got it off the block. Tyson wants to back in. Goes back to Cruz. He'll launch three. Yes! Oh, my goodness! A huge shot, Eric Cruz, for three.
Eric Cruz feeling really good after that shot. Knocked it in, and E. Cruz having a big afternoon. 22 points in the ball game. 17 of those here in the second half.
A three on the other, and it's good by William Penn from outside. The three-point shot, Josh Watkins. We're inside 2 minutes to go, and it's a one-point game. 71-70 Benedictine. Minute 35 left, to be exact. And back up with it again. It's going to be Nicer. One error, one mistake, one sneeze, one hiccup. That's going to be the difference in this game. Cruz backing in against his defender, backing in. Has his shot blocked. It's on the floor. Penn is going to pick it up. Outlet right side. They got numbers to dish back across the driving lane. Blocked from behind, and we're going to get a foul call on Benedictine.
They're going to get Tyson Cathy. He was following that ball down the floor, and John Henry's over there screaming he wants a goaltend on that play. I don't really think that was the case, but a tough break for the Ravens. Giving up a play on one end and bringing William Penn back to the free throw line. That is the 10th foul. Penn will be there for two. Now the officials are talking about it. John Henry, if he talks them into a goaltend here, should just be coach of the year.
Two free throws. That is the call.
Henry's upset, but I think it's the correct call.
And by the way, the Ravens going to the north goal here, and the south goal is the doors that go out to the foyer and the concession stand and out the front of the building to the plywood ramp that you walk up to get in here. And on the north side, it's a big concrete wall that the cheer crew stands on. And you go out of bounds, it's like, what, 2-3 feet maximum to the side. And it's always so dangerous because you're running into camera guy and cheerleaders. And there is just a mass of people up there on that north end line. At the free throw line, here comes Penn. Got to take the time. This is Malik Thomas. He's a good one. Free throw. We're tied.
If you go down that hallway here off of the north,
yeah,
and what, probably about 100 yards down that hallway are a huge set of bullhorns from Dodge City.
Yeah, they played in the Boot Hill Bowl. And if you go just beyond that, it's a big new indoor practice football facility. Shot up, no good, and the Ravens hang on. We're tied at 71 with a minute 15 to go.
Jackson Thuston hauling down the rebound, his 20th of the afternoon. Timeout, Ravens.
Taking a break with Benedictine. What a finish. 75 seconds of play. Ravens 71, William Penn 71.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seconds left for the Ravens. That close to upsetting number two team in the nation on the road here this afternoon. 71-71. Penn still with three timeouts left. Benedictine still with one. That's plenty. Both teams, as you mentioned, Gus, a moment ago, in the double bonus. And so this is going to be a really interesting finish to this game. BC, They're not shooting well. Neither team is shooting well. Ravens hitting 42%, Penn hitting 45%. From three-point land, the Ravens hitting 29%, Penn hitting 22%. They're 4 of 18. Not shooting well at all. At the free throw line, the Ravens hitting 58%, 10 of 17, and Penn not much better at 64%. So neither team is really shooting the ball well, but give the defenses a lot of credit for some of that, you know? Benedictine with the ball in play, 16 on the shot clock, and a minute 5 to go. Left side, Matt Austin starts into the lane, spins, falls away from 13, missing badly. That wasn't even close, and Penn coming out with a rebound. And they have a chance for what would be their first lead today. Penn walks it down. They're going to go four corners. They're slowing this thing way down and spreading out the BC defense. Top side with it is going to be Blaylock. He'll start down the right side of the lane, turns, dumps it off. It's loose underground. He picks it up, and the layup goes in for Penn. Is there no foul?
They are. They're going to call an and-one opportunity. So officials are going to let Kavion Blaylock come to the free throw line, looking to make this a three-point game.
The shot goes up. The foul is going to be from behind on Saxton.
So for Saxton Thuston, it's going to be his third.
At the free throw line, Kavion Blaylock. Kavion Blaylock at the free throw line today is good. He's 5 of 7. He's probably the best shooter on the team at the line today. He's taking his time, taking a long, hard look at it. Blaylock, 6'7", senior from Houston, Texas. Free throw up, in. And Benedictine Gus trails for the first time today. It is 74-71. And right now, Penn is on a 9-0 run. This is the big difference. The Ravens' offense has quit. The feed over to the left side. A falling away three. Nope. Rebound, Penn. 20 seconds to go. Ravens are going to have to foul, and there it is in the backcourt. Just BC got cold at the wrong time. In the last, gosh, Benedictine has not scored a point in 2 minutes plus.
See, and we talked about it, that once you get to that five-minute mark, underneath 5 minutes, you need to really start getting serious about the ball game. And right there, Kavion Blaylock hits a big bucket and one opportunity. The Ravens miss a three on the other end by Matt Austin. And so here comes William Penn to the free throw line, leading by three with 22 seconds left. Doesn't this remind you of the game at Benedictine last year, early on in the season? Benedictine led most of the way, and then Penn kind of snuck out at the end and ended up pulling it off by 4 or 5, you know, just pushing it larger at the end.
First free throw is going to be up and good for Kamari Newman. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. Penn taking this timeout. They want to set sail. But what's going to go is they now have a two-possession lead. 22 seconds to go in the game. Time out of the court. Penn 75, Benedictine 71.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here on CARE Radio for men's college basketball. The ladies game earlier, a big win for the Benedictine women. And William Penn has come from behind in this game because they've never trailed ever by much. They trailed three times today by six, never more than that. But now they're in front by four, and the Ravens have not scored a point in over 2 minutes. Penn is on, gosh, 75. They are on a 10-0 run right now. Just looking back at my scoring sheet.
Yeah, and again, you can't do that against most teams, and you really can't do that against a good team like William Penn. I mean, Penn is the number two team in the country coming into today's game. They're 18-1. Their only loss came back in December, a road game against Central Methodist, where Central was able to hold them to 70 points, but right now, William Penn able to hit some shots down the stretch and really come up with the big shots when they needed them.
You wonder why we're not back to play it. Well, Penn took a full timeout, getting ready to come back out, didn't like what they saw, took another full timeout. So they have taken back-to-back full timeouts. Setting the stage for you once again, William Penn leading Benedictine 75-71. They've got one more free throw coming up. There are 22 seconds to play. They will be up by four or five after this shot by Kamari Newman. Kamari has 5 of 6, and now 6 of 7 at the free throw line. It's 76-71. Ravens are going to go coast-to-coast, and the driving lamp is going to be up and good. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Was that Nasir who got that one?
Yeah, Nasir Scott's going to hit the bucket. Coach Moody's going to utilize the timeout. We'll just keep it here, right?
Yeah.
Is that bucket right there for Nasir Scott puts him up to 7 second-half points. He's got 13 points on the afternoon. But you look at the scoring. In the second half, the only guys to really hit field goals, Tyson Cathy hit 2, Eric Cruz had a big second half, Timmy had 1 field goal, and Nasir Scott had 3 field goals.
And by the way, Timmy's fouled out of the game some minutes ago, so he is out.
You know, we talk about the 20 rebounds for Saxton, but he's only got 6 points today, no field goals in the second half. And you talk about Matt Austin, who's usually one of your hot shooters. Right now, he's sitting at 7 points and only 1 field goal today. Last I checked, he was, 1 of 10 and 0 of 5 behind the arc.
Yep, 1 of 10. And you flip that over to William Penn. You just saw those free throws by Kamari Newman. He's 0 for 9 from the floor. Now, he's 7 of 8 at the free throw line, and he's had some dagger threes here in the late going, but he's 0 for 9 from outside as Penn and Benedictine continue to struggle shooting, and now we're going to get a foul very quickly occurring in the backcourt. Cruz will commit it because he's got the fouls to give, and we will walk to the other end of the floor in the Ravens now with 15 seconds to go. It will be Penn at the free throw line. And Kamari Newman with 2 more shots. They've got their best free throw shooter up there. That one is up and in. Makes it a 4-point lead. 77-73. One more shot for Kamari Newman. Looks it, shoots it, missed it, rebound Saxton. BC up the floor, trailing at 77-73, and the Ravens are going to be fouled, and a couple of free throws coming up here. I don't think that Coach Henry wanted that foul exactly right there with now 10 seconds to play. Something's wrong. I just heard a buzz, and everything kind of quit. Joseph, if you text. Okay, good enough. That said, here's a 77-73 lead. Benedictine, they're coming to the free throw line. And let's see what's going to happen here. The free throw on its way. No good. Rebound. Penn's going to have it. And Ravens are going to commit another foul with 8 seconds left. Trailing by 4. 8 seconds left. Penn in front 77-73, and Gus, in the last 2 minutes of the game, Penn has outscored the Ravens 12-2 or something like that. Looking at my 77-73 score, Ravens were in front 71-65, up 6 with 2 minutes left. This free throw is up and in for Penn. So Kevion Blaylock is going to hit that one. He's having a big game. He's got one more free throw coming up. Penn makes these, and he'll make that one. And the Ravens are going to come up the court with it, quickly flying down. The feed over to Chris Jackson will launch a 3. It's an air ball, and that's going to do it. Final score this evening, William Penn 79, Benedictine 73. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to coverage of Benedictine basketball on CARE Radio. And Gus Benedictine with an incredible effort here this afternoon and took it right down to the wire. But number two team in the nation, William Penn, is just really, really good, and they were able to secure the victory here today.
Yeah, and as you see, William Penn rolls out the bell, and they're going to ring the victory bell. As that's kind of something they do here at William Penn.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've seen
lots of schools like try to replicate the bell. I don't know. It's just kind
of
odd.
It's one of.
All right. So, Benedictine, though, a tough game. They played really well throughout, but, you know, you're going to look back at those last 5 minutes and say, golly, I really wish I would have had fill in the blank, right? Like, there were a couple shots you needed. But, you know, being able to do this well against William Penn today without Jaden Bristol, you had Matt Austin only hitting one field goal all day. He hit three free throws in the second half. You had some guys that stepped up and played really well today, and they fought really hard against the William Penn team. And for Benedictine, having just played 48 hours ago. So taking a look at the scoring for both these teams. First of all, for William Penn. What's that? William Penn, they were paced by Kavion Blaylock with his 25 points. Josh Watkins added 14 and 9 for Malik Thomas. It was an 8-point ball game for Chaz Cruz, 7 for Kamari Newman. Q Cager with 6 today, 4 for Freddie Jackson, 2 apiece for Malik Edwards, Rahan Cobb, and Meneer Newton. For Benedictine, it was Eric Cruz with 22 points this afternoon. 17 of those came in the second half. Nasir Scott with 13 points. Chris Jackson added 11. It was a 7-point effort for Matt Austin. Jaden Timmy with 6 points today. And how about it? Tying Pat Giller and Chick Downing with the record today. 21 rebounds
really?
Today for Saxton Thuston to go along with his 6 points. Ahmad Lewis with 4. Tyson Cathy with 4. And the Ravens coming up a little short. They're going to fall to 7-4 overall, 13-7 overall, 7-4 in Heart of America Athletic Conference play.
Wow! And so for Benedictine, well, guys, you know, we were talking about how it's, you know, how it shakes out in the conference, and it does not get any easier. Upcoming games, you know, we got them right here for Wednesday, right?
Yeah, you're going to get Evangel at home on Wednesday, and let's flip that to there. Did you want to look at the conference standings?
Well, yeah, and I'm going to see the sketch then, too, who the Ravens still have coming up.
So, Evangel winning today, they will come into the Nolan next week, and it'll be a matchup of the top two teams in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the South Division.
They both will come in at, what now, 7-4 and tied for first place? So, that's kind of crazy. And you go down to
the game still coming up for Benedictine. You're going to be at home with Evangel. You're going to be home with Clark next Saturday. That'll be a 2 o'clock tip for the guys. Then you're going to have Central Methodist the following Wednesday at home, at Mount Mercy, at Mid-America, then home with Baker Valley, finish the season at Park. So only 3 road games left.
Yep, only 9 games remain on the schedule. A tremendous trip. Now, real quick question. Okay, ladies, big win. You know, you come home, you're feeling pretty good. The guys, a close loss. Does it feel good? Can you spin it? Can you say, gosh, you played close to the number two team in the nation at their place? Or do you say, gosh, it got away?
Yeah, Ryan's going to tell you that we should beat the number two team in the, you know, that there's no moral victories. But these guys played hard today. You know, they worked through a lot of things. And I think at the end of the day, you're not going to say you're happy, but you're going to be happy that you were able to play as well as you did, missing as many pieces as you were.
Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us today. Lady Ravens winning in the opener, and the Benedictine guys taking it down to the last second, dropping away the number two, William Penn, on the road today. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. He's going to wrap it up today, but you know he's going to be back in the morning because he loves that place. Joseph, thanks very much. Till we greet you next time. For Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 27. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15.